people. Lord, we come before you as those that are called by and have been brought into Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Father God, this day, Father, for the breath of life, for truth, for the Spirit of God that leads and guides us into all truth. And to your Spirit, we do yield right now, Father. We pray, Lord, over this time that we're together. Father, that you would just be with us, Lord. Lord, that you would lead and direct everything that happens, everything that's said. And Lord, we just leave every care, every anxiety, every anxious thought at your feet, Father. And we just come into that place, and I am, where we can rest in you, Lord, knowing that all things are taken care of. All things are in control, Lord, because they are under your lordship, under your authority, under your guidance. So, Father, again, Lord, this day we're grateful to be your people, Lord. We do bring every demonic work, Lord, we just bring it into the light. And we pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that it will be destroyed, uprooted, broken, and cast out in Jesus' name. And we go forward in your power and in your strength. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Yes, yes, yes. It is. It's been a really amazing last few weeks in particular. Because you know something, with our relationship with Christ, it continues, it'll continue growing throughout eternity. You know, sometimes people, if they get a book, they read the book, they're like, okay, I read the book, I know everything that's in the book. Maybe some people might go back and there might be some people study, maybe they're a Shakespeare expert. They know one particular author, they know all the things he's written. In Sri Lanka, who would be a famous author here that people might know his work or her work? So people will know certain authors, but they, the first level, they might study all of their work and even memorize all of their work. And then if they really want to go into depth, they might even know some of the history of the person, their background, what they were thinking at the time they wrote something, who their friends were, how they might have influenced some of their writing. And some of the dynamics, maybe a new tax was put on and this guy was writing and he was angry because there were taxes affecting his business, something like that, but they might understand a little bit more about tax. And then you might end up with that person being considered an expert on this literature or this area because of they've all the time and energy they've spent there. But in the end, that's about it. That's about the limit of it. They know some things about it on a surface level. They know the content. They might know some of the history about that author. But do they know Shakespeare? Do they know that person? Have they ever met that person? No, they haven't. They don't know him in a real way as far as who he is. Scriptures and the Word of God and the relationship we have with God is something so different. For one, it's a living, breathing relationship that we have with God that's consistent, that's growing every day, every moment. And in that relationship, you can read a passage of Scripture, you can read it 12 times, 15 times, on the 16th time you'll read it and you'll see something there you've never seen before. How many of you may have a concern, a problem, something going on in your life, and then you open that Bible, and right there, something jumps off the page. It's like it just jumps right there, right in. You're like, oh my gosh, this is exactly what's going on with me right now. Why is that? Why does that happen? Because you know what happens is there's people the same way they approach the Shakespeare or Bauer or any of these other, there's people that approach the Bible and the things of God the same way. So they can tell you everything that's in there, all of the words they can tell you. And the ones that even will go more in depth, they can even tell you the history and the context and all of the things going around at the time and who the emperors were and the wars and all of that. But when Jesus talks about it in Matthew 7, where he says, there will be many that come to me on that day and say, Lord, Lord, and all that, he says, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I don't know you. You know that even when they say that word knowing, you know, it's in scriptures that's actually speaking even of a consummation in the realm of spirit. It's a spiritual consummation. So like in the earlier scriptures where it talks about Abraham knew his wife, it's speaking of something sexual. There's a oneness that happens, you know, like that, is a oneness that happens in the realm of spirit. So when Jesus says, depart from me, workers of iniquity, I don't know you, it means you are separate, you're not one in me. You've never been consummated with the Spirit of God. You're over there, God is somewhere over here or somewhere over there, somewhere distant, but you've never been unified, you're not one in Him.
ඔබ යම් තැනක දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තව තැනක කවදාවත් දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඔබ එක තැනක ඒකත් වෙන්නේ නැහැ. ඒ නිසා ඔබව අඳුනන්න හැදෙන්නේ නැහැ.
You know, sometimes I think it's going to be a bit scary for a lot of people when they realize what that means.
ඇත්තටම කිව්වොත් මේ වචනය දැනගත්තොත් ගොඩක් අයට මේක හරි භයානක වචනයක් වෙන්න පුළුවන්. මොකද ඒකේ තේරුම හරියට තේරුම් ගත්තොත්.
Because there's an entire group of people. Even when Jesus was on the earth, when Jesus was talking to them, he says, look, you've never once heard the voice of God. You know, I should have marked that one before I came. But it's either in John chapter 5 or John chapter 7, Jesus, when he's talking to the Pharisees, he says, you've never once heard the voice of the Spirit of God. You haven't heard His voice even once. Now, to be a Pharisee, you had to have memorized the Torah. You had to have memorized the very first five books of the Old Testament. Not and memorize, so word for word, you could anything in there. Yes, here I have it. And plus, on top of that, all of the cultural laws and the enforcements and all of the ritual practices, they were the enforcers and the people that moderated all of that. Now imagine investing 30 years of your life into that, and then the one that you're supposed to be representing shows up and says, yeah, but you've never once heard the voice of God and you don't know what you're doing. Can you understand why Jesus might not have been so popular with them? But for the people that had an honest heart and allowed for the light of God to expose them, when they saw that they didn't measure up, they said, Lord God, forgive me, a sinner. I need to be right with you. Whatever you say goes, Lord, here, take me. So that is the case of Zacchaeus. That is the case of Mary Magdalene. You remember Zacchaeus? Zacchaeus was a wee little man was he. Climbed to the top of the sycamore tree. Jesus said, come down, Zacchaeus, I'm coming to your house for tea. I remember the rhymes, they're still in there. No, Zacchaeus, you know, guy enforcing the taxes on his own people on behalf of the Romans and taking extra whenever he felt like it, doing all of these terrible things in the eyes of the people. But he had a heart for truth. He had a heart for the real thing. And when the real Jesus showed up, he's like, I'm going to climb a tree if I have to see who this is, see what's going on. And when he realized that that truth would have something to do with him, if he would of his free will choose that as well.
ඇත්තටම ඔහුට ඔහුගේ සමතැමත්තට ඉඳෙන්න පුළුවන් වුණා. ඒ කියන්නේ කැමැති වුණා ඒ සතියේ සමාසලට එන්න.
He was so overjoyed. He's like, please come to my house and if I've cheated anybody, I'll pay them back double, and I'm going to give away half my wealth, and I'm going to pay back people four times. I've taken from anybody. Why? Because when somebody has a true encounter with the Spirit of God, the things of the world grow strangely dim.
ඇත්තටම කිව්වොත් යම් කෙනෙක් දෙවියන් වහන්සේත් එක්ක සම්බන්ධය ඇතුළු වුණාට පස්සේ ඔහුට මේ ලෝකේ දේවල් නිකන් අපහැදිලිව තමයි පේන්නේ. ඒ ගැන වැඩි උනන්දු වෙන්නේ නැහැ.
So the money that was his focus prior to the light being shined in his life, that money for him meant nothing after that. And for him, he said, you know what? No matter what, Lord, I want to be right with you, and if anything that I've done in this area, if it needs to be cleaned up, here, I'm going to pay everybody back, I'm going to make sure everything's okay, so that there's nothing between you and me, and I give money to the poor, take it. Why? Because salvation had come to that house. Right standing with God had come to that house. Oneness with the Spirit of God had come to that house. Mary Magdalene. Same thing. This in this situation, the heart that she had for Jesus. The heart that she had for Jesus. For her, the whole people have written songs about the alabaster jar, the alabaster box, and for her, that meant nothing to her compared to the love that she had for him. And again, for her, when she realized that truth, that holiness, that life itself loved her, and that was available for her heart was open.
ඇත්තම කිව්වොත් දෙවියන් වහන්සේගේ ඒ ප්‍රේමය ඒ ආලෝකය ඇයට විවෘතව තිබුණ නිසා ඇයගේ හදවත ඇය විවෘත කළා.
And so this thing that Judas, who wasn't in that same place, he says, hey, this is worth a year's wages. What's going on here? That could have been sold and the money given to the poor. Yeah, that sounds great. You know, here's the thing that I wish people, because people think God is like them. You know, God is not as interested in what you do as much as the motivation of your heart and your volition, your intention behind what you do. Because Mr. Judas, with his give it to the poor and sell it and give it to the poor, that his heart was, he was a thief.
Judas කිව්වේ මොකද්ද මේක විකුණලා දුක්පත් අයට දෙන්න. එයාට තිබුණේ මේකේ තියෙන වටිනාකම සහ ඒකේ ප්‍රයෝජනය.
And for him, in his heart, there was a self-serving, self-gaining, me, myself, I intention behind what looked to be a noble statement.
Judas තිබුණේ මට දැන් මම හිතන දේ මගේ කියන අර ඔහුගේ තියෙන මතයේ තමයි ඔහු ඉති.
Whereas Mary Magdalene, in all of her apparent, just people like, what in the world is going on? The heart and the intention, every aspect of who she was is directionally focused on, I want to be one with the Spirit of God. Nothing will keep me from that. If that is, if God will take me, I am 100% His.
ඇයට තියෙන හැම දෙයක්ම උන්වහන්සේගේ ප්‍රේමය වෙනුවෙන් උන්වහන්සේට කැප වෙලා උන්වහන්සේවම බලාපොරොත්තු වෙන ඒ කැමැත්ත තිබුණා.
Now Zacchaeus, Mary Magdalene, let me ask you a question. Are they, in the eyes of the world, are people like that, quote unquote, whoever that is, are people like that ever forgiven in the eyes of the world?
ඇත්තටම ඒ වගේ මනසක් තියෙන අය කවදාවත්
Yeah, I see lots of in this country. In this country where people keep such a record on everything your grandfather, great grandfather ever did, let alone you. You know, in this country, people will describe other people based on the family dysfunctions they have. You know, who's coming? You know the one whose mother ran away to the Middle East with the next door neighbor? Everybody's business, whatever they've ever done, all of that, they will put that there for you to never ever forget that you, there's something wrong with you. In the eyes of the world, Mary Magdalene, Zacchaeus, you can never ever 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 be good enough for God. Oh no. Don't you know what you did? But I'll tell you what, if you get in here and you do what we tell you, and maybe then someday you'll be good enough to stand at the front and we'll let you usher some people in.
නමුත් ඔබට මෙහෙට ඇවිල්ලා අපි කියන දේවල් කරොත් සමහර විට කවදා හරි ඔබට පුළුවන් වෙනවා හරි ගැස්සෙන්න කියලා එහෙම කියන.
Whereas God takes people right now where they are, any heart that is ready to receive Him 100%, when is the day of salvation?
Today.
Yeah. Today is the day of salvation.
ඇත්තටම කිව්වොත් දැන් දෙවියන් වහන්සේ ඇස් සමුවේ එහෙම නෙමෙයි. උන්වහන්සේ කවුරු වුණත් උන්වහන්සේ පිළිගන්නව නම් ඒ දවසේ ගැලවීම දෙනවා. කවදද ගැලවීම ලැබෙන්නේ? මේ දවසේ.
And what time today? What is it later in today? What time today is the time of salvation?
අද දවසේ අන්තිමේදී නැත්තම් කොයි වෙලාවෙද ඒ ගැලවීම ලබන්න පුළුවන්?
What time? Now, right now, this moment, what have we been talking about? I am right now. I am right now. This moment is the moment of salvation. If somebody comes into Christ truly, you... New creation, you are a new creation. Now here's the thing, because of the world that we live in, there may be some natural consequences of the lives that people have lived. So, for example, if you've murdered somebody, if you're a murderer, God's grace may, He may be merciful and orchestrate some circumstances on your behalf, but you may probably likely have to go to jail for that.
ඇත්තටම කිව්වොත් මේ ලෝකේ මරණයක මරණයක් කළොත් කවුරු හරි මේ ලෝකේ හැටියට ඉරගෙදරට යන්නේ නැහැ.
If somebody has engaged in whatever behavior, somebody has, you've got a child out of wedlock, that child didn't disappear.
Then chemo darvik child.
Yeah,
yeah. Darvik parayna then chani kima darwa nathi una. Ona darvik.
No, there's.
You had it to do with that.
Sorry.
දැන් අපි කසාද බැඳලා දල්වෙක් නැත්තම් ඇවිල්ල නැති වුණා එහෙම කිව්වොත්.
But in that place, here's the thing. Whatever situation that you are in at the moment that the revelation of who Christ Jesus is, you see that from that moment on, your situation can begin to improve.
ඇත්තටම කිව්වොත් ඒ වගේ අවස්ථාවක් උනත් දෙවියන් වහන්සේ තුල වාවම ඒ මොහොතේ සිට ඔයගේ ජීවිතේ වෙනස් වෙන්න පුළුවන්.
Scriptures tell us if you sow to the flesh, from the flesh you will reap what?
දැන් ඔබ මාංශයෙන් වපුරනාම මොකද කතා ගන්නෙ?
You reap destruction. Whereas if you sow to the spirit, from the spirit you will reap what?
දැන් ආත්මයෙන් වපුරුවොත් මොනවද අපි කතා ගන්නෙ?
Life. You reap life. Jivane, yes. You reap life when you sow to the spirit. If you sow to the flesh, it's going to destroy you. And so, for us, the thing is, whatever situation life finds you in, when the Spirit of God, when the revelation of who He is made real in your life, from that moment on, be willing to take the radical steps to align your life with Christ. That's why I like Zacchaeus so much. For him, in that moment, he's like, this thing that was once my God, my idol, little g, I am now throwing that out to the side because... and. Anything that would be a block there, I'm dealing with it right away. Exodus 20 is always true. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. And you know, it's something that's interesting too for me, even with the plagues that came on Egypt, a little side note. The very things that were their gods were the very things that God used to afflict and to bring judgment on that nation when He decided to liberate His people. So when you study the plagues, you realize that each of the plagues that God sent was actually also in spite of and directed against the very gods that they served as a nation.
ඇත්තටම කිව්වොත් ඒ වසංගත දායම තිබුණේ ඒතන ඒ මිනිස්සු ඒ කරපු ඒගොල්ලෝ විශ්වාස කරපු දේවල් වලට එරෙහිව උන්වහන්සේ කවුද කියලා පෙන්වන්නේ.
So like for the Egyptians, rise the sun god.
I think Egyptians ඒගොල්ලෝ අර සූර්ය නමස්කාර කළා.
And at one point God strikes the land where there's no light at all. They cannot see anything. And so for them, it's like, oh, you think you've got a God, do you? Well, I am is above and trumps all of these little things. And there is a principle there even that the gods that people serve will eventually become the very punishments that they will receive in themselves later on, because anything that's not our Father is something evil, something wicked, and it will eventually destroy you. There's other places that this is alluded to in Scripture where the wages that you've withheld from your laborers cry out against you. To the Father hears that. Whatever people worship that is not God eventually is the very thing that turns around and destroys them. The only safe spot ever is in I Am. So, when somebody realizes that, you realize the cruelty of the master's little m of this world, you also realize, my gosh, that's not what I want to serve. Lord God, please take me. So you remember Egypt, all those pictures you see of the old pictures of the frogs and the this and the that. Those are all their plagues too. And today's modern day idols, you know, fame and money and the different things that, and people have, you know, they whatever it is that they worship, those things are the very things that turn around and destroy them. So it keeps going. But that place of oneness with the Spirit of God is available right now. And though the world may choose to do everything it can to let you know you're never good enough, when you have the revelation that, look, it doesn't matter what they say, what matters is what God says, what matters is what Jesus says, and here's what He said. Then you can move into what it is that God has spoken to you and the reality of who He intends that you are while you're here in the earth. See, there's a reality of who God would have you to be while you're here. There's a reality of who God wants you to be right now at this moment. Not that you have to become anything, you are something because you are one in I Am. You remember when we talked last week about who is the master? Is it your flesh? Who is the master? Is it that voice in your head? Who is the master? Is it I Am and you one in spirit, right? You of your free will, you of your volition, you of your intention, you of your free will make the decision who will be master in you. And when you realize, we know it's pretty obvious, the obvious one is, yeah, the flesh is not the master, because if that is the master, it destroys you. For anybody that has half a brain in this world, they realize that one.
ඇත්තටම මොලේ භාගයක් තිබුණා කියලා කෙනෙක් තේරුම් ගන්නවා මේ ශරීරය මේ ස්වාමි කෙනෙක් වුණොත් ඇත්තටම මේ දේ ඔබව නැති කරලා
විනාශ කරලා The problem is that there's a lot of people running around without half a brain.
ඇත්තටම කිසිම විරේක ග්‍රාමයක් නැතුව මේක තේරුම් ගන්න පුළුවන්.
There's a lot of people that they worship the flesh, they worship the carnal, they worship that base reality. That for them is their God. They worship something that they can see in front of them daily is deteriorating and going to dust.
ගොඩක් අය මේ ශරීරය තමයි පූජා කරන්නේ, ගොඩක් දේවල් සල්පන්නේ කරන්නේ, හැම දෙයක්ම කරන්නේ වඳින්නේ. හේතුව මේ හැම දවසෙම මේක මේ නැති වීගෙන යනවා. සේවීගෙන යනවා. ඒ නිසා මේ ශරීරය අපිට ස්වාමි කෙනෙක් වෙන්න බෑ.
Then there's the ones that, okay, they understand that's not it. But then you get the ones that they worship the mind. They worship that chatter in their head. That's what they worship.
ඇත්තටම සමහර අය නමස්කාර කරන්නේ ඒගොල්ලන්ගේ මනස, ඒ මනස ඇති වෙන දේවල් ගැන ඕන් මූලිකත්වයේ දීලා නමස්කාර කරනවා.
You know, how many of you have heard the scientist Stephen Hawking?
කී දෙනෙක් දන්නවද විද්‍යාඥ කෙනා Stephen Hawking කියලා?
He a very smart, very dumb man.
එයා හොඳ එකෙක් නමුත් ඒ වගේම මෝඩෙක්.
Yeah, very 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 smart, very dumb man. Because for him, his God, he worships the mind. And while he's so intelligent in the mind, he has not figured out the simplest thing, which is that your mind is not God, I am his God. And because he's figured out some things scientifically here and there, he's convinced himself, I'm the smartest thing that's ever lived, and therefore if I can't figure it out, it must not be there.
එයා මොනවද කරේ මේ සම්බන්ධ ඒ ශේෂ්ත්‍රයේ එයාට පුළුවන් වුණා කියලා මේ වගේ මම ඡාය ගත්තා මට පුළුවන් වුණා කියලා මම තමයි උතුම්ම පුද්ගලයා කියලා ප්‍රකාශ කළා.
And so for somebody like that, I feel very bad for them because at the end of the day, he will just go through quiet as every year that goes by for him because he's time bound. It will get more and more despair, more and more. He will go from bad to worse to the very close of his life, which will be very sad, very lonely. And as much as he worships it, he needs to be saved from his own mind. People need to be, you know something, you need to be saved from yourself. You know that for me, above all these things, what people like, you know, I'm so glad God saved me from this and from that, all these afflictions they list. For me, the number one thing, I'm glad God saved me from myself. God saved me from me. Because left to myself, I would have destroyed me. I hope that translates. God saved me from me. Because when I realized too, wait a second, this is not me. The real me is in I am. The real me is in oneness with Christ. The real me is that is in that place of the restoration of what was lost in the garden that was restored in Christ Jesus. I have that now. Today is the day of salvation. Right now is the time of salvation. I am right now in Christ. I'm okay.
දැන් මේ මොහොතේ ගැලවීම ලැබපු කෙනා දැන් ක්‍රිස්තු ශාන්ත තුළ ඉන්න නිසා දැන් මම හරි ස්ථානයේ සිටිනවා.
And there is a mystery that is revealed by the Spirit of God to those that choose Him, that mystery revealed is I am in Christ. I am right now. I am in oneness with the Spirit of God. That is what it is to be an ambassador of Christ. It's not that you know something about the about heaven and the kingdom. No, you are fused with Him. So when people see you, they see Him. Okay, John 15. I still want to get to this. John 15. I am the true vine, verse 1. And my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same shall bring forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide in me, If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Okay, abide in me. Who are we talking about? Jesus. Okay, abide in. All right. Who is Jesus? Is he I am? Okay. See, I am. In fact, it starts up. I am. So I am the. Okay. So abide in. I am. Abide, that means live, that means dwell, that means exist, that means be in that place. Okay, if you're abiding in I am, are you in your past? Mary Magdalene, are you in your past of all these bad things that you've done? Zacchaeus, all these terrible things you've done to your own nation. If you're in I am, are you? Because you know what? Even while Jesus was in that house eating with Zacchaeus, they refused to allow him to get into I am. The chatter outside? You heard the voices? He's gone to be the guest of a notorious sinner. They're like crows. You like these little hand puppets. Like crows. Just outside. He's gone to be the guest of a notorious sinner. Yeah, that all. And where do they get you? Back to, whoa, how, what did he say? Oh, all the bad things he did. Oh, keep you back there in your past. Or get you wrapped up in your future. Get you wrapped up in your future. Worried and perplexed about all of these things coming and all these things that you need to do. Now you've got to do all this stuff to make everything right and have a 5-year plan. Five-year plan, 10-year plan, 50-year plan, 100-year plan. It does not mean that God doesn't give us direction and intention, but not ever to the point where He pulls you out of I am. Because God keeps His people right here, right now, in this moment, rooted and grounded in Him. You know, one of the dangers of all the religions, even the religion of Christianity is included, religion across the board, one of the dangers is that they will always keep you looking to some future place where maybe things will get right, maybe things will be okay. And if you just do this, if you just do these things, then maybe 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, maybe then someplace you will be happy. How many people think, if I just get enough money, if I can just find the right partner, if I can just something over there, if I can just get to that, then maybe now I'll finally be happy. Whereas Christ Jesus, I am, when is the day of salvation? When is the moment of salvation? It's here, right now. So, I am the true vine. If a man remain in me, and my words remain in him, if a man exists right now in this place, you are in, and in connection with the Father right here, right now, you are in the vine. And a man that does not exist in that place, he is now outside of I am. He's somewhere else. He's over there. Verse 4, as the branch cannot bear fruit except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. Sorry, go ahead. Unless you dwell in Christ Jesus right now, unless you are in that place right now, you won't bear the fruit that God desires in your life. That doesn't mean you go and you do your service on Sunday and then you go about doing whatever else you do Monday through Saturday.
ඉතින් ඒකේ තේරුම යන්නේ ඉදිරියට දීලා පවතිලා ඉදිරියට පල්ලි ගිහිලා
You know, sometimes I have trouble using the regular language that we all throw around because those words have become meaningless. When we say the words Christian, people have all kinds of ideas of what they think a Christian is. A follower of Christ, a Christian, a Christ-like one, someone anointed in the order of Christ, a little Christ. The true meaning of that word, first of all, nobody called themselves that, other people called them that. In the early church in Antioch, because these people were walking around, and as they walked around, people noticed there was something different about them, different about the lives they lived, different about everything that was about them. They said, and they remembered Jesus. They said, these guys are just like Jesus. They're Christians, they're Christ-like ones. And something for me, it gives me an inclination that it wasn't intended as a compliment. It wasn't meant as a nice, something nice, because they didn't like Jesus. They were just saying, this is who they're like. But the label stuck because that's who they were. That's what they were like. You can't help it. You have being molded and fashioned into the image and the reflection of Christ Jesus in the earth. You are one in Him. Yeah, that's also why for us, do you notice when you meet another brother or sister in Christ Jesus, anywhere that you go in the world, in like right away, it's like you've always known this person? I love that. Because for me, whenever I meet a true brother, a true sister in Christ Jesus, I've always known them. They've always known me. And though in the eyes of the world, the world would say, how can somebody that's young be such good friends with somebody that's in their 70s or so? No, but in eternity there's no time. You know, it's funny, as I recently went to Mexico for a little while, and I was walking with one of my best friends. I don't know if you know, do you guys remember Patrick? Some of you might remember him. He came by a few years ago.
Mexico to
big guy. And he and I were walking one evening in this hotel, and this other lady that works at the hotel, she walked by. The next day she came up to me, she was like, she was asking me some questions. Because for her, in her own mind, she was trying to figure this out. She said she wanted to know my background, and then she wanted to know his background.
ඉතින් එයා යාළුව සමග ඉන්නකොට එයාට මානසිකව හදාගෙන ඇවිල්ලා තිබුණා දැන් බගේ පසුබිමයි අනිත් කුටියගේ පසුබිමයි දැනගන්න.
Because for me, I'm Sri Lankan American. That's my background.
මගේ පසුබිම තමයි මම ලාංකික සහ ඇමරිකානු පසුබිමේ ඉන්නේ.
And my buddy Patrick, he's African Canadian. He's from Africa, but he's also Canadian.
මගේ යාළුව පැට්‍රික් තිබුණේ එයා කැනේඩියන් ඒ වගේම අප්‍රිකානු මේ අප්‍රිකානු කෙනෙක්.
And we live on two different sides of the planet.
අපි මේ පෘථිවියේ අවකාශයේ වෙන වෙන ලෝකයක වගේ ඉන්නේ.
We don't look anything alike.
අපි ඒ වගේම කිසිම දෙයක් අඳුනන විදිහට ඉන්නේ නැහැ.
Our backgrounds in the natural are completely different.
අපේ ස්වභාවය අපේ පසුබිම සම්පූර්ණ වෙනස්.
And yet this woman could tell while we were walking that we and talking that we were very good friends.
ඉතින් ඒ වගේ කතා බහ කරනකොට ඔව් ඇයි පැවස හොඳ යාළුවෝ කියලා.
And that made no sense to her. That made no sense. For her, she was like, how can you guys be such good friends and be from such complete different backgrounds?
ඉතින් මේ දෙන්නගේ යාළුවකමට ඒ සිය පැවසුවා කොහොමද ඔයගොල්ලෝ මේ හරි එතෙච්ච ලෝකයක එකතු වුණා වගේ ඉන්නේ නමුත් ඔයගොල්ලෝ කොහොමද එච්චර හොඳ යාළුවෝ වුණේ කියලා ඇය හැවුවා.
The thing is, our friendship is not based on what you can see. Our friendship is based on what you cannot see.
අපේ මිත්‍රකම පෙනෙන දෙයකට දෙමේ සඳහන් කරන්න පුළුවන්. ඒක නොපෙනෙන දෙයකට තමයි සඳහන් කරන්න පුළුවන්.
That is the case for every follower of Christ Jesus.
ඒ සිදුවීමම තමයි හැම ක්‍රිස්තුස්වහන්සේ අනුගමනය කරන කෙනාටම වෙන සිදුවීම.
Our life is not based on what you can see. Our life is based on what you cannot see.
අපේ ජීවිතයේ පේන දෙයකින් නෙමෙයි තියෙන්නේ නොපෙනෙන දෙයකට තමයි කියන්නේ.
And for those with eyes in the realm of spirit, they can see what is real and what is not.
ඇත්තටම ඥාන පුද්ගලිය ආත්මෙන් දකින්නකොට ඒ උන්ට පේනවා ඒ ඇස් වලින් මොකද පුළුවන් බලන්න බලන්න බැරි මොකද.
For those with eyes to see in the realm of spirit, they can tell this is what's real and this is what does not matter. This is what is insignificant. This is not a priority. I may have to deal with some things there, but it's not a priority.
ආත්මික ඇස්වලින් බලන කෙනාට තේරෙනවා මොකද්ද හරිද මොකද්ද අපි ප්‍රථම ස්ථානයේ දෙන්නේ හොඳ නැති දෙය කියලා වෙන් කරන්න පුළුවන්කමක් දකින්න පුළුවන්කමක් ලැබෙනවා.
When you exist and remain in I am right now, you are in that place where all of eternity is now open to you.
ඇත්තටම මම වෙමි කියන තැන වාස තුල මෙහි මොහොතේ එකත්වයට එන්න පුළුවන් නම් ඔබට සියලුම සදාකාලික දේවල් පැහැදිලි වෙනවා.
The kingdom is open to you within because you are in I am.
රාජ්‍ය දේව රාජ්‍ය ඔබට විවෘතව තිබෙනවා ඒ තේරුම් ගැනීම.
And when it speaks about the fruit of the spirit, when it talks about the fruit, that flows, grows out of your life because you just exist in that place. You don't have to make something happen. It happens. How many of you had, do you have to go up to a fruit tree and tell the fruit tree, okay, now you're going to grow fruit? No, the fruit tree just grows fruit.
දැන් ඔයගලන් පළතුරු ගහ පළ තියෙන ගහකට ගිහිල්ලා ගහට කියන්න පුළුවන් දැන් ඔයා පළ දරන්න ඕනේ දැන් මට ඕනේ කියලා.
Because that's what it does when it is in the right place.
නෑ ඒක ඉබේම සිදුවෙන දෙයක්. ඒ නිසා ඒ මොහොතේ ඒ හරි වෙලාවට හරි තැනදී එයා
When you are spiritually in the right place, and this is not something you have to do, it's something you be that.
ඔබ ආත්මිකව හරි ස්ථානෙ නම් ඉන්නේ ඔබට යමක් කරලා ලබා ගන්න ඕනේ නෑ ඒක ඉබේම සිදුවෙන දෙයක්.
You don't have to mentally no, that's not you. Your mind is not you. You're in I am right now.
මනසෙන් තේරුම් ගන්න ඕනේ නෑ මොකද ඒක ඉබේම මම වෙමි කියන දැනවස් තුළ සිටින නිසා ඔබට ඒ සියලු දේවල් ඉබේම සිදුවෙනවා.
Your mind is just a tool, that's all.
ඔබගේ මනස ඔබට උපකරණයක් පමණයි. එච්චරයි. ඒ දෙයට කිසිම දෙයක් කරන්න බෑ.
In oneness in Christ Jesus, you are I am.
ඒකත්වයේ කියන්නේ ජේසුස් වහන්සේ තුළ ඔබ
And in that place, all else takes care of itself.